Psalms 116. And we're going to talk about praying mothers. Amen. I heard Claire say, if I could hear my mother pray again. And this is sort of encouragement on how to pray. Sometimes we get a little complacent in our prayer life, be the first thing we get complacent on. And nobody in here would say, I got a great prayer life. I got a super great prayer life. All of us would say, I need to pray more.
Amen.
The psalmist writes, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplications. Because he have inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the pains of hell have hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Yeah.
Precious Lord, we thank you.
Lord.
All of us as believers, we ought to be able to relate to that song. Because
yeah.
God has been good to us.
Yeah,
God has heard our voices many times. And he still has his ear inclined to listen to the people. Don't give up on God.
Yeah.
Don't stop praying. Oh, how we need praying mothers.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you this morning.
Thank you.
Give us praying mothers.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Psalm, the psalmist is writing here, and he's talking about a different kind of love. Okay, when we think of love, you know, we think of you know, Love Jones and a love boat, and we think all that kind of love. But when you really, really think about the definition of love, okay, when you really think about the definition of love, love, when you say you love somebody, you are making a commitment to that person. You are signing a covenant with that person. How do I know? What are you talking about, preacher? Because when you tell somebody you love somebody, based on the scriptures, Paul said love never fails. Okay? So be careful when you tell somebody you love them. Be careful. But you ought to be able to define it. Because I know some of y'all, you know, your kids come home and, I love this boy. Or I love this girl. Let me tell you something. If you can't define why you love something, it ain't love. Somebody ought to explain to me what you love about them. See, if somebody was asking me, you say you love your wife, why? Because she's faithful. Because she's kind. Because she's compassionate. Because she's tender. Because she's a joy to be around. And she's sexy. Somebody said, I knew that was coming. But you ought to be explaining why you love somebody. You know what I'm saying? I love somebody. Why? Because he's cute. That ain't enough. That ain't going to last 30 years.
Amen.
That ain't going to last 40 years. Is it, Evelina? Not that Roy is still cute, but ain't, that ain't lasting. Okay? Now, I leave this out with Cindy because she loves the Lord. I ain't got to fight with her to come here. I ain't got to fight with her to come to church. I ain't got to fight with her to come to Sunday school or Wednesday night Bible study. I ain't got to fight with her because she loves the Lord. Amen. So somebody said, why do you love your wife? Why do you love your husband? Because, and you ought to have a list of things. This is what this psalmist is saying. This is what the writer is saying here in verse 1. I love the Lord. See, that ain't enough. Because. That word because means why. That means because somebody is, he look, whoever he's saying this to is looking at him and saying, why? Why should I love the Lord? Why do you love the Lord? And here's what the psalmist is saying. And it, because. Now I can hear the mothers and those of great faith, they have an explanation. Why you love the Lord? Why you put on them stockings and go to church every Sunday, sit on those hard pews, and give that man any money? We hear that stuff. I hear that. Because. Now watch it get personal. See, you got to have a personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
All right? See, the Bible talk about all the time, you know, being personal. Why do you love the Lord? Because. He has in the past, in the present, in the future, he has heard my voice.
Amen.
My voice. Okay? My sheep know me and what? Hear my voice. Because this person here had a personal relationship. And if you can relate to this song, is because you have a personal relationship with God. That means you spend time with God.
Amen.
You spend time on your knees with God. You spend time in prayer with God. You spend time contemplating the things of God. And when you have a decision to make, when you have something to do, you immediately think of Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, let us not what? Lean on our own understanding. If I do this, if I go here, if I say this, if I get involved in this, is it going to please the Lord? Because he has heard my voice. He understands me. That word heard me. He understands me. He knows what I need before I even ask. He's that kind of God. You don't have to tell. No child has to come to a loving parent and say, my clothes too tight. Why? Because that parent being observant and loving, look at that child and say, that boy growing, I got to go buy him some bigger pants. Because a one-year-old ain't going to say, hey, look, these pants too tight.
Amen.
None of your kids, Jake, ever say, dad, my clothes is too tight. You just look at them and say, they too tight. Some people look at them now and say they're just right because they're tight as in. Everything tight. They kids look at them, hey, they tight enough. You know, kids ain't wearing clothes if they ain't tight enough. Hey, these ain't tight enough. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
He heard my voice. Watch this now. This is a picture of desperation. Remember I said prayer is your desire. Let your desire be known unto God. These are the things I want. You know, you can answer them in your own time, God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But a supplication, not. Supplication, this God, this needs your immediate attention.
Amen.
You need this needs your immediate attention. Okay? This situation needs your immediate attention. This is you in the hospital. Standing over a loved one or sitting with a loved one. Or yourself in a stricken condition. This needs your immediate attention. I love the Lord because he have heard my voice. Okay. This Lazarus in the tomb. Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. We know, we hear all the preachers say, he had to call my name. If he didn't say, come out, everybody would have come out. And Lazarus say, oh, that's Jesus. Because Jesus loved Lazarus. Martha and Mary went to Jesus and said, the man, the one that you love has died. Now the question begs to be asked. God love you. Well, he loves everybody. God loves everybody. God loves whosoever. God loves the whole world. But does he love you? Does he love you different? Do you have a different relationship with him? Or you just want to go in the sack with everybody else? Oh, he loves the whole world. Do you and him have a personal relationship with him? Y'all been fishing together.
Amen.
Golfing together. Just sitting there watching the game together. He's with you all the time. I love the Lord because he heard my voice. Watch this now. In my supplication. How about that? In my intense prayers. Well, Jesus was dealing with Peter. Peter said he loved him. Peter said, listen, I'll die for you. Die for you, Jesus. I will die for you. Listen, I will die for you. See me just cut that man's ear off. I'm willing to die for you. And Jesus said, Peter, before the cock crow three times, you deny me. We know the rest of the story, and Jesus denied, and Peter denied Jesus. And when Jesus rose from the grave, he wanted to see Peter. He went to see Peter. And he had great work for Peter. See, I already said, Peter, I got great work for you. And Satan knows, because he wants to what? Sift you like wheat. Some of us in the sifter now, some of us being sifted, and we don't know why. Maybe because God got great work for you. And maybe you're not understanding it, and maybe you're not receiving it, because Satan is sifting you. Satan ain't sifting you for nothing. He's sifting you because maybe God got some great stuff in store for you. And every time you try to take a step toward God, Satan like, because if God get a hold of this one, he gonna do great things for the kingdom. So he'll put your sin back in your life and put you back through the sifter, and you need strength. Fight with God. God called you to battle. He didn't call us to do the play around and think this is a game. If God called you, he calls you to be a warrior.
Amen.
Battler. Fighter. And you're going to fight Satan the rest of your life. I mean, well, I just need a break. No, you don't get no breaks in this. You're going to fight all the way to the finish. He wasn't playing. He said, he who endure for the end shall be saved. He said, Simon, son of Joseph, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. First kind of love, he's talking about that agape love, unconditional love. I love God. Do you love me more than anything in the world? And he said to him again, verse 16 of John 21. And he said to him a second time, watch this now, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him again, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my sheep. Lambs are tender. Sheep can get stubborn. Lambs ain't running away from the fold. They ain't ready yet. He said, feed my sheep. Feed the stubborn ones. Then he said unto him a third time. Huh? Third time? Yeah, third time. You remember you denied me three times. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved. He grieved because he know what it meant. You think I'm going to go back? You think I'm going to do what I did before? You think I'm going to deny you because I'm scared and I'm a coward? Listen, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto the Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now watch this now.
Watch what verse 18 says. Because you're going to go through, bro.
You're going to go through some stuff. Feeding sheep, feeding lamb. Okay? Verily, verily, verse 18. I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. You serve me. You serve me. You love me. You're going to die like I died. And historians say Peter thought it not worthy to die like Jesus. He said, crucify me upside down. Upside down. Are you ready for this? See, this is why the Bible says it's a narrow road to lead to heaven. And you got to be willing to die to get on that road. That's really what he's saying. Listen. And I talked about this already. And people say, love is blind. Love ain't blind. Love got 20/20. Okay, love see real good. Okay? Love see real good. Why does this woman love the Lord? Why is this mother, on this Mother's Day, we talking about this psalm? And it says, because he has inclined his ear. Verse 2. Because he have inclined his ear. Y'all know what that means? And I say, you heard my supplications. You ever been at somebody's deathbed? Anybody? You been at somebody's deathbed? Amen. See, this is when we start talking about Jesus on the cross. He wasn't at his deathbed on the cross. Okay? Because the word of God says he cried out. How? With a loud voice. See, when folks are on the deathbed, sometimes you got to get down close. And I remember when my father was dying, and I'm in the hospital talking to him, and he could only so much whisper. Then he gave him some ice chips. You know, give him some ice chips. He couldn't do nothing else. Some ice chips. And I'll get down there and I'll whisper. Yeah, incline my ear down. Now let's listen to him. Give me his last instructions. Okay? This is supplication. The Bible said this woman, this man, this woman, he said, because he have inclined his ear to me. He didn't step out of glory, and he listening for me because he loves me. He loves me. And he's trying to hear what I gotta say. That's important. Peter writing and 1 Peter 5:7. Peter's writing this, and he says this. Because God loves us. He said, casting all your anxiety, all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. Okay? Don't let the world get you thinking that God don't care about you. God cares for you. And listen, folks, this may not be for you. This may just be for somebody that you know. And you may say, I don't know what to say to this person. They feel like they've given up hope. They don't care about life. They're going through so much. And then you can sit here and say, listen, God cares about you. About you. Let me give you another verse. Familiar verse. I want to give you something familiar. Paul writing to the Philippians church. He loved the Philippians church. And he's writing to them because they got some concerns. And I don't care how good a church you are, you're going to have some concerns. I don't care how great a Christian you are, you're going to have some concerns. Okay? Nobody got it all together. Nobody living anxiety-free lives. See, so many folks are like running around here like, ah, listen, you got to be strong. You got to be looking. I don't care how strong you is. You're going to have some weak moments. You're going to have some downtime. And you're going to have some times where Satan just get the best of you. Jesus called him a worthy adversary. He's called him a worthy adversary for a reason, because he's a worthy adversary. He can knock you out. He can get on your nerves. He can get you to do some stuff you wouldn't plan on doing. But God is still faithful. Paul's right to the Philippians. He said this. He said, be careful for nothing. Philippians 4:6. He said, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Take them to God first. I hear too many people say, well, you know, I did all I can do. I did all I can do. Now I'm just going to pray. No, no, no. Pray first. Pray first. And then do all you can do. Pray first. You know, hit them D's on the ground. And some of us, you know, just turn the radio off some days on the way to work and pray all the way to work. Pray first. Then when you make your request known to God, listen what happens. This is what happens. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Which passes all understanding. Watch this now. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Satan, get on you. Satan, get on you. Remember Paul. Paul went to the island of Malta. He went to the island of Malta. He already got the ship. Told everybody, don't leave the ship. Don't leave the ship. Whatever you do, don't get off the ship. The ship crashed. Got on the shore. And if it had been me, I'd have been sitting over there by the fire and saying, okay, I got y'all here safely. Just keep putting that wood in there. Not Paul. The Bible said Paul was digging deep to get wood. And the Bible said a viper got a hold on his hand. Okay? See? He didn't let that viper stay on his hand. See, some of us, we got vipers hanging on us and we ain't shaking them. Shake that baby off. Shake that viper off and get back to serving God. Amen. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Listen. Verse 5. I love the Lord because he have heard my voice and my supplications. Because he have inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the pains of hell get hold of me. I found trouble and sorrows. I found it. Yeah, look for it. Just some of us, we just run into stuff. Then, verse 4, I called upon the name of the Lord. Jehovah God, all-knowing God, all-merciful God. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
Amen.
Deliver my soul. Now watch this answer. Gracious is God. Gracious is the Lord. And righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Three things. Let me tell you something. You better be able to explain to a lost soul about your God. Because if you can't explain to a lost soul about your God, what kind of God is it? What kind of God is it? You'll sit here and say, well, why are you serving? Why are you works? Why are you serving God? Why are you always reading the Bible? Why are you always praying? Why are you all? Listen, here's why. Gracious is the Lord. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. How about that? How about that? Do you know God as a gracious God? Do you know God as a righteous God? Do you know God as a merciful God? What is a gracious God? God is grace. God is grace. Grace means his unmerited favor. God has favored me. This is the very fact that you're sitting here in your right mind. I mean, God has shown you his grace.
Amen.
Because some of us, if truth be told, okay, God was to pull back the curtains of our life. We ought to be saying, God is gracious.
Amen, amen.
I know I can. And he's righteous. And he's merciful. Merciful means he don't give us what we deserve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Boy, I wish Deacon Nels was here. He'd have hit that one on the nose. He don't give us what we deserve. And I don't need to comment on that. What we deserve. Let me help somebody. Talk about this prayer life. And when we start asking God, we want to be praying people. Especially here with these mothers. We need to be praying mothers. Some of us raising these kids and raising them by ourselves and doing the best we can. And we have to ask God, listen, I need some help. I need some help. I'm not going to be long. I just was thinking about some of the prayers, some of the great prayers of the Bible and how we can apply them to our life. Because sometimes we get intimidated. We gotta be long-winded. We gotta pray. Listen, the greatest prayers in the Bible was real quick.
Amen.
Okay? The greatest prayers in the Bible was real quick. He said, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Huh?
That's as quick as it get.
Amen.
That's as quick as it get. Lord, remember me when you come in to thy kingdom. And he got a quick answer too, didn't he? And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Listen, Pastor. Pastor, I'm brokenhearted. How should I pray? Lord, my heart is broken. My spirit is crushed. Anybody ever been there?
Amen.
My heart is broken. My spirit is crushed. Here we go. But you are my rescuer. Your word is my hope. It revives me and comforts me, especially now. Anybody need to pray that? I need some strength. My heart broken. Been through too much. Lord, I'm struggling. I'm going through. I need to pray for perseverance. God, give me strength to keep going.
Yeah.
Give me strength to overcome this thing. Give me strength to battle and fight this thing. Lord, seems like I don't have no self-control. That which I don't want to do, I don't do. And that which I do, I don't want to do. Lord, help me, help me. Stuff coming out of my mouth, stuff going through my mind that I can't control. Lord, transform my thoughts. Transform my thoughts. Give me godly thoughts. Give me godly wisdom. Give me godly understanding. Change my habits so I can use my heart, my soul, my mind, my tongue to glorify you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Maybe I'll post all these outside on the board. Just prayers for all different kind of situations. Lord, I want to love like you. I want to love like you, Jesus. Lord, give me strength to love like you. Forgive me when I fall, or forgive me when I fail to love others. Forgive me when I do things that don't give you glory and don't give you honor. Lord, I'm going in the wrong direction. I know I'm on the wrong path. I know I'm on the wrong road. Help me, Lord, not to lean to my own understanding, but give me knowledge. Direct my words, direct my thoughts, direct my actions. Some of us, I can see some of us talking to the people that we love, and they come to us, and they may not say this stuff. They might not say, you know what, Mom, I'm on the wrong road. Or, you know what, Mom, I'm having a hard time loving anybody. Lord, I'm struggling with my thought life. I'm struggling with my self-control. They may not say that. Mm-hmm. Because I believe God has gifted mothers with discernment. Listen, my mother, like Vernon said, listen. My mother had to do, look at me. Okay? Give me that look. She don't believe it. She don't believe that. Because she can give you a look. You tell her that great lie, or she'll look at you like, what? We're out here with that. Go give me a switch. You ain't even got it all out yet. Go give me a switch. Maybe that's why my brothers and sisters didn't like me, because I go get it. I wasn't looking for no big one, no little one. I was looking for the biggest thing on the vine. I go get a saw. Listen, worrying. How many of y'all get, some of y'all get phone calls all, and your loved ones is worried about something? Worried about something. Listen, folks. The world's crazy. When we can sit here and get caught up and worrying about all these different things, listen. Lord, give me strength. Stay focused. Stay focused on you. See, when you stay focused on Jesus, it's hard to worry and praise God at the same time. It is just hard. Now I get to worry about something, I turn the music up higher.
Amen.
Yeah, but, I ain't trying to hear that, because I know where worrying come from. I know where it come from. Give me strength. Last one, maybe. Lord, give me strength. How about that? How many need some strength?
Amen.
Give me strength, Lord. The Bible said, just give me a measure of your strength to fight these battles, to hold up the shield of faith. You know what takes the strength of God to hold up the shield of faith? The shield of faith was a picture of a Roman soldier. And I don't know if some of y'all watched some old gladiator movie. They start shooting them arrows and they can fly into the air. They would just all up, put the shields up at the same time. And they would just block them all. They would just stick into the shields. It takes strength. It takes strength to be a man of God, to be a woman of God. We walk around here with no strength. We just defeated. Mm-hmm. We just defeated. One punch. Okay? One punch. And we drop it. We drop it. We need strength to stand. We need strength to fight. God, give me strength. Some of these mothers in here are going to need some strength to raise these children. Take energy to raise children. Take energy to chase them around. They start walking and chasing them around. They start talking. They screaming and hollering, waking up at night. It takes strength to be a mother. My heart go out there. I see mothers dropping their babies off. 6 months old, dropping them off. Take strength to do that.
Amen.
Take strength to do that. Then you worry all day. What's going on with your kid? And it doesn't go by. The news don't. It seems like every day something happened at the daycare center. Something happened to a kid almost every day. And you think different about it now that you got kids. When you didn't have kids, you didn't think about it. Oh, that's going on at the daycare. Now your kids is that age and you feel that. Lord, give me strength when I'm ungrateful. Anybody can pray that? When I want to complain about every circumstance. When I want to complain about everything that's going on in my life. First thing that comes out of my mouth is complain. Well, that's all I have on Mother's Day. I'm going to let y'all go home. Be with your family. Listen. And this verse here. Praying mothers on Mother's Day. We had a story of this woman. The Bible talks about it in Luke 18. Y'all know the story. He said he spoke a parable unto this end that men ought to always pray and not faint. Then he gave the story about a woman. And the judge, I guess the judge, you know, being a woman in those days, you was not only a second class citizen, you was a third class citizen. And you had no rights and nothing. But this woman had been done wrong. Somebody had done her wrong, and she went to the judge, and the judge was like, well, you're just a woman, we don't care about you. But this woman had a God. This woman had a God. And she got on her knees about this situation. See, sometimes we need to get on our knees about a situation. And she got on her knees about a situation. And this judge heard her. And here's what he said. Here's what he said. And he said, lest I deal with this woman, she will trouble me and trouble me and trouble me. Let me tell you something. Prayer changes things. Get on your knees about it. Teach your kids to pray. Teach your kids the importance of praying. I'm talking to these mothers. Teach your kids the importance of praying. Because we try to do too much on our own. Teach them to pray. Hey, look, you need to pray about that. But then with praying about it, it becomes a relationship. You need to have a relationship with the Lord. Because you need to make it personal. Because Satan will go to get at you, he'll go to your kids. Precious Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you on this Mother's Day, Father God. Thank you for mothers throughout the world, Father God. Thank you for mothers, Father God, that love you. Thank you for mothers that have a personal relationship with you. Thank you for mothers that shine in a dark world where when the children see the seriousness of their relationship with the Lord, they'll say, you know what? Grandma loved the Lord. Mama loved the Lord. I need to have a relationship like Mama had with the Lord. Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name for everything that was preached and said and sang today. Amen.